carries last week. But what can you say about the development of the other guys now that they've made the 53 and have ventured into the season?
Okay, I'll talk about Orleans Darkwa, who has not got a chance to play this year. For 2 years in a row in the preseason, he's been tremendous. He's really done a good job. He got a chance to play a lot last year. It was very impressive. But the way the game went, our opponent did a good job of controlling the ball, so it was hard to get another back in the rotation. And both guys were really doing well, but I really look forward to watching him play. He's been very good. And Bobby Rainey, I thought, did a really good job. He came to us this offseason. He made a lot of plays in the offseason. He made a lot of plays in the preseason. He's a veteran. He's been there. He's been through it. So I'm also looking forward to see him get on the field and see what he can do. And then we're still developing Paul Perkins, our rookie draft choice. He's getting a little bit better every day. He missed a lot of the offseason, so he's still trying to get to the little details of some of the small things in our offense. But in the big picture, he'll hit you. He can catch, he can run, and he can make moves. So I'm looking forward when that time comes for him to make a difference for us.
Do you think Bobby and Orleans could make a particular find a way in the rotation this week against New Orleans?
I think that it's always possible. I don't know quite how every game goes. Every game is a game within itself. But I think both those guys will do a good job if they ask for it. I expect that, and I demand that, and I think they'll be ready.
Is Bobby a guy where you guys have to make a concerted effort to find him spots? Because you have Shane as a third down back, you have Rashad as established himself, but you know what Bobby can do, but do you have to make an effort to put him in those positions?
Well, I think it would probably be for him, and I'd probably answer the same thing for Orleans. And, you know, Bobby did a really good job in the preseason. You know, he had a shaky first game, but he understood what he had to do, and he got a lot better all the way through. He brings certainly some explosiveness to the position. Look forward to letting that happen. But he earns his reps through how he practices. And then we'll, when that time comes, I expect him to be able to run, catch, and block. That's what it's all about in our system. And I expect that he'll do a good job that when he gets in there.
Well, sure. Obviously, you know what those other guys can do. You've seen them in game. Obviously, now he's inactive and right now it's not practicing. What can he show you?
Well, what Paul's done, I'm looking forward to watching him when he gets on the field. But the biggest thing I would say for him in the preseason, since he hasn't had as many behind the line of scrimmage reps and playing as a running back, but the first thing I think you find your way, and Rashad proved this also as a younger player, is what you do on special teams. And on special teams, I want to see a guy that's going to have a good change of direction and is not afraid and will go out there and either can make a tackle or he'll hit somebody when he's blocking, and Paul's definitely showing that. So I look very forward to the day that he gets on the field.